Hello.
We are back.
All right. We had some technical issues going on there. And we are back with the second hour here at Republic Broadcasting on Monday, the 13th of February. This is Firearms Monday. The prepper tip today is to get your body armor and gas mask now while you can. And we have with us the proprietor of Freedom Center USA, Sam Andrews. Freedom Center USA, located in beautiful Lebanon, Missouri, world-class training with rifles and pistols and emergency first aid. The website is freedomtrain.net. The telephone will be answered beginning Wednesday afternoon at 417-718-2597. Good morning, Sam.
Good morning, John.
Well, sir, I only saw half of the Super Bowl since I get up at 4 a.m. I went to bed early, but apparently it was a real edge of the seat kind of game, wasn't it?
It was an exciting game, and congratulations to the Kansas City Chiefs. You know, I grew up in St. Louis, so I was a St. Louis Cardinals football fan. Never been a fan of the Kansas City Chiefs until Andy Reid took over as the head coach, and they hired a quarterback named Mahomes, who's a young Christian man who just did a fantastic job in the second half. I think he scored 24, 26 points in the second half. Every time they had the ball, he put points on the board. It was a great game, great comeback, and a great day for Kansas City, Missouri, and Kansas City, Kansas, and all of the Chiefs fans. I mean, what a day.
It was. Well, moving on from there, I brought a newspaper article with me. We had a Super Bowl party with some members of my church, and my pastor was there. And I brought an article from a local newspaper about a man who was shot to death and murdered in Cuba, Missouri. The main thing that was interesting about the article was the name of the victim. His first name was Zombie. Zombie. And the article went on to explain that in 2020, this man changed his given name, first name, to Zombie. It's pretty bizarre, isn't it?
Yeah, that's not something you see every day. Sometimes, John, I just don't know what to say.
I know. It appears, from best I can tell, it was a drug deal gone bad. It was the crime that took place. I don't want to dwell on that too long. I just want to make that comment about this is a statement about where our culture is in 2023. Well, Sam, I understand that 24 attorney generals have filed suit against the ATF over this pistol brace, AR-15 pistol brace deal.
Yes.
Is there any precedence for that that you're aware of?
Well, actually, there are. Here's the thing. I mean, this is as simply as I can put it. It's illegal. What they did is illegal. What the BATF, the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives, did is illegal. They know it's illegal. They just got burnt in the Federal Court of Appeals for the same type of thing on the bump fire stocks. Our founding fathers believe that to prevent tyranny of government, in other words, rogue people in the government abusing people's rights, you had to separate the powers of government into different branches of government. And they separated us into the judicial branch, the legislative branch, and the executive branch. So when the bump stock ban was challenged in the courts, it was defeated because an executive branch ATF regulation is not a law. Laws are supposed to be made by the legislators, your elected officials, your elected representatives. Nobody elected the ATF to make any laws. Okay? And so when they change the definition of things contrary to law, when they add laws contrary to laws passed by the legislature, it's illegal. And the courts say so. And they did that with the bump stock ruling that they came up with and the regs they came up with on bump stocks. And they did it with this new pistol brace regulation. See, regulations, unless the law passed by Congress orders an executive branch to write legislation or regulations based on a topic with very constrained limits, they have no say. And you're going to see as it goes through the court system that this is going to be ruled illegal as well. Do not give up your pistol brace. Do not take apart your pistols. Do not comply with the criminals. Do not comply. This is illegal. The sheriffs know it. Everybody knows it's unconstitutional. Everybody knows an executive branch BATFE agent has no authority to make up laws. So do not comply with their bogus illegal laws. Do not accept them. Call your congressman, call your U.S. senators, complain profusely, tell them to defund the ATF and to defund the FBI. We've had enough of this BS.
Okay, I come back to my original question. Is there any precedence for 24 states' attorney generals combining efforts to sue the ATF over a regulation?
Yes, on the bump stock ruling.
On the bump stock, okay.
Yeah, this has happened before. On election fraud, on the bump stock ruling, on all of this tyranny coming out of the federal government. By the way, the same federal government, the same executive branch that allowed American companies to assist China in developing, building, manufacturing, buying, and deploying spy balloons.
I wonder if, I don't know the answer, that's why I'm asking. You may or may not know. Did China buy existing off-the-shelf technology just to be delivered, or was there complicit development expertise given to the Chinese to help them do this by these American companies, if you know?
Well, there's a manufacturer, yeah, I do know. There's a manufacturer of the balloon, the spy balloons. That manufacturer is an approved vendor of the People's Republic Army, whatever you want to call these clowns in China. And they purchased, the Chinese military purchased this balloon and is behind some of the other things that are probing our defenses as we speak. I think there's been 4 or 5 objects now shot down in the last 4 or 5 days. I think they've closed Michigan's airspace now up in the northern part of Michigan. I mean, it's a bad deal. We're being probed, okay? And when you consider that Biden was outed very recently, the Biden administration, for planning and executing the attacks on the Nord Stream pipeline, the evidence is now out and irrefutable. Folks, we're about ready to go to war. I don't know if you realize we're already at war. I'm going to be really honest with you. The war has been fairly covert on both sides, but it's about to jump into the wide open.
Well, this brings up a text I got from a listener. I'm going to keep his identity private for obvious reasons. And let's see if I can find that real quick here. It has to do with World War III, and here it is. Okay, let's get this here. He was at a meeting, and one of the things mentioned at this meeting, these are local industries in the state of Iowa, was a need for construction workers. It was said that the Iowa Army, this is the guy making the statement, represents the Iowa Army Ammunition Plant. It was said that the Iowa Army Ammunition Plant in Middleton, Iowa, is yep. going to be spending $1.8 to $2 billion with a B dollars on yep. new ammunition lines. The person who said this stated, they are spooling up for World War III.
That's exactly right.
This won't be a repeat. This John won't be a repeat of World War II, though, will it?
No. No. You know what Einstein said about World War III, right?
I think he mentioned what World War... He wasn't sure about World War III would be, but World War IV would be fought with sticks and spears or something of that
nature.
Yeah,
he said, I have no idea what level of technology that World War III will be fought with, but World War IV, I can promise you, will be fought with sticks and stones.
Yes, that's the quote. Yes.
Yeah, and you know, you and I have said for a long time that the financial system, the conflicts that are coming to a head, the middle to end of 2023 is likely going to be the beginning of the collapse at a rapid rate.
Sure you're aware, Sam, that Russia has massed 1,800 tanks on the Ukrainian border, more than 3,000 armored vehicles, an uncounted number of thin-skinned vehicles for logistics, with supporting artillery and so forth. They have to use that while the ground's frozen. If they wait till spring, it'll be too late, won't it?
You know, the problem with heavy mechanized forces moving in wet, swampy conditions is they get bogged down. They don't move well. They get stuck. They sink. They lose assets. They waste time. They waste fuel. Generally speaking, if the ground is frozen, armored equipment can really move almost unhindered,
right,
through most terrain other than really steep mountainous terrain. If they're in steep mountainous terrain, they've got to use some of the passes, and so there are choke points where they can be attacked and defended against. But Ukraine doesn't have any mountains on their eastern border. It's basically this time of year, frozen ground roll through. I don't know that that Russia is going to attack. The problem that Russia has is if they attack with their tanks into Ukraine, we have German tanks there. There are now low-grade M1 Abrams tanks there. If they attack Ukraine, they leave the homeland relatively vulnerable. You know, this is why General Hollingsworth said amateurs study tactics and professionals study logistics. If they probe very far into Ukraine with a high percentage of those tanks, they're going to leave a big portion of the rest of their country vulnerable. And so, not sure what they're planning to do. They may attack with some and leave some behind. But here's the thing. Russia has now destroyed over 40 bioweapons labs in Ukraine that the U.S. in some regard sponsored. Think about that for a minute. The U.S. blew up the Nord Stream pipeline. They had a Navy divers plant explosives. They had, I believe it was a Norwegian aircraft drop a buoy that had telemetry capability. And a few months after the explosives were planted, this buoy that dropped sent the signal, transmitted the signal necessary to trip the explosives to blow and blow three of the four pipelines in the Nord Stream system. The evidence now is overwhelming. By the way, folks, your president, Joe Biden, committed an act of war. Okay? The U.S. military committed an act of war against Russia. This is not good. Picking fights is not so wise. Generally, you don't want to be the primary aggressor. Generally speaking, you want to defend what is yours. That's the moral stance. In most cases, you do not want to be the primary aggressor. Well, they're claiming that, and Biden is on tape now, recording tapes you can watch, where he says, if they go into Ukraine, if they attack Ukraine, we will destroy the Nord Stream pipeline.
Somewhat breaking news reported yesterday, Sam. The United States State Department has instructed all Americans to leave Russia immediately, in case you're not aware of that.
Yes. Yes. Yeah, that you would have thought that would have been given, you know, about 5 days before they invaded Ukraine. But, you know, this government is so incompetent and they're so on the take with the Chinese. I mean, it's disgusting what's going on at the federal level right now.
Go ahead.
The FBI is building three new large headquarters. And you know, I listened to an FBI agent last week, and he said, if you think the FBI is a problem with their illegal spying, their illegal activity, their interference with elections, all the corrupt things the FBI is doing, and you think the BATF's a problem with their bump stocks and their pistol braces, know this. The Department of Homeland Security has a budget 10 times the size of the FBI. Don't think for a second that DHS isn't doing 10 times the illegal activity of the FBI. This is an FBI agent.
Right, right.
Talking openly about the problems with federal government corruption. This is not Sam Andrews telling you the FBI is corrupt. This is an FBI agent that's worked on the inside in the counterintelligence arena telling you about the corruption inside the government. And there's about 40 other whistleblowers that are all saying the same thing.
Roger that. We have a break. Call number is 512-248-8252. We'll be right back.
Einstein once said, "Future medicine will be the medicine of frequencies." What did he know? Imagine you hear ocean waves caressing a beach, or a favorite song from the past, or the trickle of the babbling brook. All of these are sound frequencies that positively affect us. Terahertz is a soothing, healing frequency that has been proven to resonate at the same frequency as healthy cells. It penetrates the body and stimulates new, healthy cell growth. Want to diminish muscle aches, joint pains, and experience a greater sense of well-being? Tired of spending money on short-term remedies that never seem to work? Soothing, healing, relaxing terahertz frequency is now available, and as handy as flipping a switch. Terahertz technology is changing the course of what we were taught about how to maintain our health and well-being. To read more about this amazing breakthrough and to order your terahertz frequency wand, go to naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
Do you truly want to stay out of the system? Are you prepared to buy into the biggest scam since the Iraqi dinar? If not, then put your money where it belongs, in your possession, not in the hands of an international MLM cartel. At Kettle Moraine Limited, we will provide you with the finest Swiss-minted detachable gram sheets of pure 24-karat gold for hundreds of dollars less than the so-called privately issued credit cards with elusive gold backing. Gold backing? The only gold that I want is in my back pocket, not backed by promises of an operation even the U.S. Chamber of Commerce is suspect of, giving a rating of C-. To get the full story, visit SierraMadrePreciousMetals.com and go to the Valcombe Bullion Vault. Once you have read the whole story about the scam being perpetrated on an unsuspecting public and how you can avoid being a victim by purchasing these beautiful, barterable, tradable sheets of gold at tremendous savings and in the strictest of privacy, be prepared to take the steps to protect your wealth with the purchase of the real deal. Detachable 50-gram gold bars from Kettle Moraine Limited by calling 602-799-8214. Ask about our 1-ounce Valcombe detachable bars, which break into 1/10-ounce bars. And don't forget, for all of your precious metal needs, whether buying or having the need to sell, call Kettle Moraine Limited. Remember, no dinar, no celery, and no carrots. If you buy from someone else, tell them you want AU, not BS. Call Kettle Moraine LTD today at 602-799-8214. Kettle Moraine LTD, 602-799-8214.
There's a point, 7,000 RPM, where everything fades. The machine becomes weightless, just disappears. And all that's left is a body moving through space and time. 7,000 RPM, that's where you meet it. You feel it coming, creeps up on you close in your ear. Ask you a question, the only question that matters. Who are you?
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. My website is thelibertyman.com. My Valentine's sale on energy cleaners and Liberator rocket heaters is in effect until midnight tomorrow night, the 14th, Valentine's Day. $50 off Liberator rocket heaters and $25 off energy cleaners, 25% off mattress pads. When you place your order at my website, you pay full price. I do the sale price refund manually. Same thing if you call my toll-free order line. They won't have a clue what you're talking about. Just go ahead and place your order. I take care of the sale price refund manually. That's $50 off the rocket heaters, $25 off energy cleaners, 25% off mattress pads. You send a check or a money order, just calculate the correct price. Get a postmark before midnight tomorrow night. The toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. Visiting with Sam Andrews, the proprietor of Freedom Center USA, the website, where there's an excellent video to teach you how to properly clean your rifle and pistol, which you probably don't know how to do, at freedomtrained.net. I say again, freedomtrained.net. You want to have a custom rifle built, get in on a group purchase of thermal imaging, just give Sam a call beginning Wednesday afternoon at 417-718-2597. And Sam, looks like we got our first caller here. We got Eric in New York. Morning, Eric.
Hi there, guys. A good friend of mine has a well-placed source in one of the agencies that you frequently mention, and he said that it's common knowledge in the government that they're expecting a grid down situation and a banking down situation. While he said have cash on hand. While the grid's down, they're going to scrub a lot of controversial websites from the internet. And you'll have to, for anybody to get back on after things go back online, everyone's going to have a special number. And I believe in the military, they called it a key card or a K card, where you have to have a certain number to log on to the internet. That'll be for everybody. So just a little side note. My question is, do you, if we're on the horizon of World War III and ammunition is going to be, there's going to be a point when, in my opinion, ammunition is going to be impossible to get because the government's going to, well, for lack of a better word, nationalize or co-opt or order all the ammunition factories to start making ammo for the military, either ours or somebody else's. Do you foresee a time on the horizon when ammunition could become virtually impossible to find because the military's scooping it all up?
Absolutely. You're gonna see. A lot of people don't understand how the system works. When we go to war, the government has authority under the National Defense Authorization Act, under the Insurrection Act, under the Patriot Act. They have various authorities that your congressman voted for. These are legislators, the representatives that you elected voted for, that give the government the authority to take your company. They can literally, if you have an ammunition manufacturing company, they can take over your company and steal your assets in the interest of national security.
Not only that, but when Cuomo, during COVID, ordered the New York State National Guard to go to upstate New York, rural, country, small town hospitals and take any PPE, that's personal protective equipment, the hats, the gloves, the booties, and all this stuff for, you know, COVID protection, supposedly, ordered the National Guard to take that PPE gear, anything over 3 days. That's not leaving any hospital very much PPE gear for their own potential emergency that might come along, and take that excess, anything over 3 days worth of PPE gear back to New York City and give it to the people in New York City. And I thought, and when I heard him announce that, the first thing that came to my mind was, this is setting a precedent. It has nothing to do with the PPE gear. It has nothing to do with COVID. This is setting a precedent for taking the food and the ammunition. So come time when things get really bad and there's, you know, 10 million starving people in New York City who didn't plan properly, that anybody, personal individual, not just the companies that make the ammo and the food, but anybody who has personally more than 3 days of food or ammo could have that taken. So I would extend that to include possibly, and hopefully not, but, you know, if the government's going to take the ammo from the companies, I don't put it past them, after setting all these precedents, to come and take it from personal people who might have, you know, an excess amount of ammo in their mind, in the mind of the government, and start seizing, you know, personal stocks of ammunition and food as well. So I think it can go really kind of very far into that realm where they're taking our personal stuff from our personal property. What do you think about that?
We'll get a response after the break. Everybody hold on. We'll be right back.
Truth. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
In times like these, you can't depend on the government to keep you warm and fed, but you can depend on the Vermont Bun Baker to do just that. With a Vermont Bun Baker, you'll never be in a situation where you can't cook, bake, fry, boil water, or heat your home all at the same time. One of the most revolutionary cook stoves, wood stoves ever, the Vermont Bun Baker is available with or without soapstone veneer, a natural stone that retains heat and radiates it back into the room once the fire is out. A beautiful addition to your home, the Vermont Bun Baker has an efficiency rating well above 75% and qualifies for the wood stove tax credit. For more information, watch the Vermont Bun Baker on YouTube and live stream, or visit us at www.vermontwoodstove.com. You can also reach us by calling 1-866-SOAPSTONE. Don't ever be hungry or cold because the power's gone out. With a Vermont Bun Baker, all you have to worry about is what's for dinner.
Mr. Sandman, bring me a dream.
Dear Liberty Man, my aches and pains are making it hard for me to sleep at night. Ugh, what's a girl to do? Signed, Sleepless in St. Louis.
Dear Sleepless, I recommend Energy Cleaner. The Energy Cleaner transmits a healing electrostatic signal to every cell in your body, flushing out toxins, relieving pain, aiding with sleep. The Energy Cleaner is sold exclusively at my website, thelibertyman.com, and Sleepless, there's a bonus. Signed, The Liberty Man.
Thanks to the Energy Cleaner, I'm sleepless no more. And let's just say there's plenty more going on in my bedroom than dreams and snoring. I've got to go. He's at the door.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a 4-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
But I'd like to ask each of you what it is you value so highly that you are willing to fight and possibly die for. We will call that Texas. The Mexican army hopes to lure us into attempting escape. Almost anything seems better than remaining in this place, penned up. If, however, we force the enemy to attack, I believe every one of you will prove himself worth 10 in return. We will not only show the world what patriots are made of, but we will also deal a crippling blow to the Army of Santa Ana.
If anyone wishes to depart under the white flag of surrender, you may do so now. You have that right.
But if you wish to stay here with me in the Alamo, we will sell our lives dearly.
Okay, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. My website is thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. My Valentine's sale on Liberated Rocketeers is in effect until midnight tomorrow night, $50 off. My Valentine's sale on energy cleaners is in effect also until midnight tomorrow night, the 14th. $50 off Liberated Rocket Heaters, $25 off energy cleaners, 25% off mattress pad. Just go ahead and place your order. If you're calling my toll-free hour line, don't ask them about the sale. They won't have a clue what you're talking about. I refund the sale price manually. So you can place your order for both items right there at thelibertyman.com. This is Firearms Monday with Sam Andrews, the proprietor of Freedom Center USA. The website's freedomtrain.net. And Sam, did you hear Eric's comments? You got a response, sir?
Well, if he wants to rephrase the question before the break, I'll give him an answer. Yeah.
Yes. You know, at what point, I mean, I'm extrapolating the situation to extend to personal seizure as well as the seizure of company property and company ammunition made by the manufacturers. You know, like I said, after Cuomo announced that the National Guard would be ordered to take PPE gear from local hospitals in anything in excess of a three-day supply, I don't foresee, you know, it's going to be too long. It's not going to be too long until they want to seize personal ammunition stocks, personal food stocks from our farms and from our food, not only from the manufacturers, but from the people. And,
well, they have the authority. Let's be really clear. They have the authority right now under the National Defense Authorization Act to take your food, to take your guns, to take your ammunition, to take your water. They have the authority to do all of this stuff. Your Republican House of Representatives voted every year to renew and restore the law that gives them the authority to take every asset you personally own, every asset your company, your small business personally owns. They have that authority right now because your Republican Congress voted it in. So make no mistake, it's not just the companies. And here's the thing about the pistol brace deal. They estimate there's 30 to 40 million gun owners in America that own an AR-15 with a pistol brace. Now, why would they attack this whole pistol brace issue the way they did? The answer is very simple. When someone buys an AR-15, the first AR-15 they buy is very, very, very likely not an AR-15 with a pistol brace on it. So what they're doing is they're setting the stage to go into people's homes and not only confiscate their pistol brace, but now that they've committed a felony because we've passed an illegal regulation that turns them into a felon, we can now confiscate all of their ARs, all of their rifles, all of their ammunition. This is the plan, folks. You are watching the beginning of the takeover. We are past the point where we need to resist. Every state legislature should now be writing a law that refutes the federal government's unconstitutional authority to confiscate state assets and the assets of citizens in their state. This should be happening right now. We should have 45 states voting on this next week. But the people are silent. This is the problem. The people are watching the Chiefs win the Super Bowl. They're not watching what's going on the international stage.
Well, as for myself, I had no idea who won the Super Bowl. Thanks for the update. I had no interest in that whatsoever. We got way bigger fish to fry than men in tight pants running around throwing little balls at each other.
Wait a minute. Let's not demonize or make fun of the athletes that play professional football. A lot of these guys are tough, strong, honorable men, and a lot of them are Christian men. But that doesn't change the fact that America as a whole is distracted by sports.
Agreed. Point well taken. Now, I know you're a fan of, recommending people get rid of kind of their extra guns and focus in on one good platform, and I can see the wisdom in that. However, knowing that the first ammunition to be kind of confiscated and the first ammunition to run out and be unavailable from the manufacturers will be that military, that 5.56 and the 223. Would it be advisable to maybe have a 30-06? A 30-06, from my knowledge, is the most common hunting round in the United States. Wouldn't it be maybe advisable to have an extra one or two guns in different calibers with that may, not be as common and ergo not as likely to be, unavailable when that time comes, because the 223,
well,
the 5.56, they won't be unavailable.
If you don't have a 5.56 piston-operated AR with a suppressor, and you don't have one in 300 Blackout, and you don't have one in 6.5 Grendel, what the hell have you been doing for the last 20 years? What are you watching? You're watching
Let me answer your question.
You asked a question. Mm-hmm. Let me answer your question. No, it's not a good idea to have a 30-06. If you don't have semi-auto rifles in several calibers, like 5.56 and 300 Blackout, 6.5 Grendel, if you don't have an AR-10 in 308, I wouldn't even think of buying a 30-06. Now, if a 30-06 is all you have, buy ammo. But honestly, what you really need is a semi-auto rifle, something that shoot multiple targets quickly with. You don't need a bolt-action 30-06. That's like way at the bottom of the list of want to have, much less need to have.
Right. What I was saying though was, after you have acquired that AR, would it be wise to have maybe a backup 30-06? And there's some nice semi-automatic 30-06s out there. I was just saying maybe as a secondary platform, once you have that original AR and you're all set up with your primary platform. I was thinking maybe it would be good to have a backup that would be able to accommodate some ammunition.
If you're a long-range shooter and you can afford a long-range thermal sight, then a long-range weapon makes sense. But it takes days and days of training to learn how to read the wind, to learn how to map a trajectory, to learn how to use a scope in the reticle property, to learn how to integrate collimated thermal in that environment. So, I mean, if you're willing to make the investment and not do something 5% of the way, you got to go 100%. If you're going to spend money on a system, it needs to function at night, because that's when everything's going down. Everything's going down after dark. So investing in a weapon system and ammo that doesn't function at night is a waste of time.
Gotcha. Thank you so much, gentlemen. Appreciate all the great work you're doing.
Okay, Eric, we appreciate the call.
Great questions. Thanks for the call.
After the top of the hour break, let's look forward to a firearms tip of the week, sir.
Roger that.
Okay. Any updates on the things we like to talk about, the availability and price of reloading components and ammunition, sir?
Well, for the next 6 weeks, If you need to buy ammo, you may have a window of opportunity. I suspect that in 3 to 6 weeks, that's going to be gone. With what's happening on the world stage, people are going to get really nervous, and people with money are going to buy all the ammo out of the system again. With what's going on in Ukraine, with what's going on with China and Russia probing the United States. See, here's the thing about the Nord Stream pipeline thing we were talking about before the caller. When you commit an act of war against another country, like Russia, their response isn't tit for tat. So if you blow up a $20 million asset of theirs, they're not going to come over here and blow up a $20 million asset. They're going to come over here and they're going to do 100 times the damage that you did when you aggressed them. And see, a lot of people said, oh, they're going to attack the Alaska pipeline since we blew up Nord Stream and do the tit for tat thing. Well, maybe they'll attack the Alaska pipeline and blow it up. Maybe they won't. But what I think is the Alaskan pipeline is way too easy to repair because it's majority of it's above ground. And it doesn't cost the U.S. near what it cost Russia to blow up Nord Stream. So what I suspect you're going to see is a grid down situation. Russia has some very, very effective EMP, some very, very effective strategies to take out a very, very, very vulnerable power grid in the United States of America. And so what I think you're going to see is you're going to see Russia respond in a way that will damage the U.S. in a monetary standpoint and a logistics standpoint 20 times, 10 to 20 times what blowing up Nord Stream did to them. So you have to understand the Russian culture. You know, I had an advantage. I guarded a Russian, a MiG pilot for years that escaped from the Soviet Union. His name was Viktor Belenko. And he was the chief test pilot of the Foxbat program. And I guarded him for a long time when he came to the United States. We snuck him over here on a commercial aircraft. And I got a window into the Russian mindset by talking to him, by playing chess with him at night on a farm. And when I had inside duty, we would play chess. And I got to converse with him on a lot of nights, and it gave me a great window into Viktor Belenko. And I'll tell you a story he told me. I said, after the wall came down and the Soviet Union broke up and all these things happened, I asked Viktor, I said, do you think that the Russian people can take hold of capitalism and make it work? And he said, unequivocally, he said, no, this will not happen. And I said, tell me why. Explain it to me. And he said, I'll tell you a story. He said, there were two sheep farmers in a small Russian town. And one day, all of the sheep, this one sheep farmer, all of his sheep died. And he prayed. And he prayed every day. Please, God, will you help me? Will you help me? Will you help me get a herd built back up so I can feed my family and I can live? And finally, after 2 years of praying, God answered him and said, yes, I have decided to help you. And the Russian sheep farmer said to God, really? You're going to help me? You'll kill all the other guy's sheep? Now, this is the story that Viktor Belenko told me. In response to, can the Russians embrace capitalism? He said, no, the Russian mindset is not to come up with a better idea and leapfrog the competition. The Russian mindset is to, if they're in a low place, is to destroy someone that's in a better place and bring them down below their level. And he says, that is why the Russians will never embrace capitalism.
Well, along those lines, what is the highest quality Russian-built automobile?
I have I have no idea.
Well, there isn't one. They have some they built for internal consumption, but they're not being sold in the world market because they can't compete. If they could compete, it would be dealers for Russian automobiles in the United States, just like Korean automobiles and Japanese automobiles, wouldn't there?
Well, I don't think I've ever seen a Russian automobile sold in the United States, so.
Not in the open market, not from a dealership.
Well, and you have to understand that they put their technology into aircraft and tanks and weapon systems.
Right. It's
and
called
they
a
have
command
some very, very right. effective EMP type weapon systems. And, you know, the vulnerability of our grid and the fact that they have these weapons, it's sort of an easy conclusion to come to that when we start blowing up things like their gas and oil pipelines, they're going to attack us where we're vulnerable. And so I'm going to, after at the top of the break, my firearms tip of the week is going to be a getting ready for hard times tip of the week. I'm going to go over some basic things really quickly at the top of the hour. These are things that I'll be going over in great detail on the Hagman Report, I guess, over the next, 2 months. You know, Doug's on vacation. He won't be back till February 20th. But soon after that, I'm going to go over, John, you've seen me give this long presentation on how to prepare for what's coming, and I'm going to do it on the Hagman Report in great detail. I'll give you a sample of that at the top of the hour.
Okay. All right. Well, as I've been saying for quite a few years, you don't need weapons or explosives to bring down the U.S. power grid. There is 55,000 substations around the country. Majority of them have no guards. They have a chain link fence and a padlock, and that's it. That's all they got. All you need is simple hardware store items, such as hacksaws, sledgehammers, and so forth, to bring down and make inoperative these power stations. You don't need weapons or explosives at all, do you, Sam?
Well, I don't really want to dwell on how we bring down the infrastructure of the United States, you know, on a show like this, but it just let's leave it at this. We're extremely vulnerable, and the grid is a grid. It's intertied. It's tied together, about 85% of the grid. And so you can damage about 27 to 30 key locations and drop about 90% of the power grid. And after the top of the hour break, we're going to talk about what you needed to be doing 2 years ago to get ready for this. But if you have, and see, here's the problem, John. We'll talk after the break.
After the break, we'll be right back.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is really is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here at Black Owl, all of the coffee, it's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Fix bayonets.
Lay me down. And Nicole. Wherefore many men have gone.
All right, we're back. Sam, do you have any updates on what's going on at Freedom Center for us, sir?
Well, we've got our instructors meeting coming up in the third week of March, and we should have, I want to say, online by March 23rd. We should have online the schedule for April, May, and June training. And you know, I was just thinking on the break about that meeting, and we're probably going to have to add a course that we've never taught at the Freedom Center before.
Really?
Yeah, I think we're going to have to add a suburban home defense course. We're going to teach people the specifics about fighting in and around homes and neighborhoods, because what's coming to this country and coming quickly, we probably should have been teaching this course last year and the year before, but I think we're going to have to add sort of a home defense, neighborhood defense type course, where we teach people how to use cover and concealment and how to do things in and around typical housing structures and buildings.
Well, this would be interesting, I can see the need for that. Absolutely, I can see the need for that. Would this be would it be live ammunition used, or would it be something?
Yeah, we do just about everything live except our like Stop the Junction Bleed class. We don't want anybody bleeding in our classes, so
obviously, yeah. Well, it'll be fascinating to see how that works out with the new class. When will we be getting our report from the SHOT Show? Is that coming up soon?
Yeah, we basically got a couple of thermal devices that are new. Nothing really new from a technology standpoint other than the true non-brass polymer-cased ammo. But there's been a couple new thermals added to the equation that are worth looking at, depending on what you're doing. you know, this was the lamest SHOT Show ever. There's just not been the level of R&D and product development. Nothing really exciting from an armor technology standpoint, from a body armor standpoint. Nothing really new from the kit gear, you know, nylon gear, you know, external gear that a warrior would wear. Just a slow year.
Amazing. Here's our top of the hour break. We'll be right back.
One of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs. For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste by going to rbnhemppaste.com. That's rbnhemppaste.com.
You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today because you can handle the truth.